الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المسلم الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على آذاهم خير من المسلم الذي لا يخالط الناس ولا يصبر على آذاهم. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person, a Muslim, who associates and mingles and stays in the company of other Muslims and other people, friends and family, and bears patience and persevere and has sabr upon the mistakes that he receives and the faults that he has to endure due to associating with them, due to sitting in their gatherings, and due to staying with them, he is better than that Muslim, although he may do much more ibadah, but he does not intermingle with other Muslims, he does not stay with his friends and family, he does not participate in their gatherings and stays away from them, and because of that he does not have to face the problem that he would have faced if he was to mingle with them. That person is better who goes and he does sabr on those, so that he can maintain the unity, so that he can maintain the connection, and he can be subservient to the Muslim Ummah. That type of person is much better. The reason why I mention this hadith is that if a person understands that, then it will be easy for him to mend and fix relationships. It is easier to bear the mistakes and bear the difficulty that will arise from friends and family. This is another solution for mending families. This is another solution for bringing unity within family and community as a whole. If a person understands that, then the problems that will arise, the difficulty that will arise, the faults that will come about, and the taklif and the problems that will appear, and one will have to face because of associating with other people, and he has patience and he perseveres and he takes it with his stride and he puts up with such problems, then this type of people is more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, I'll do my salah, I'll do my stuff, I'm going to stay away from them. not going to intermingle with them, carry on doing my five times salah and all that. But who is going to make these people correct? Who is going to teach them what is good and bad? If a person stays away all the time, doesn't intermingle, doesn't make those connections, then who's going to tell them what's right and wrong? Who's going to show them that this is the way one should lead their life? It is only by going into them, staying, making that connection. And then when you say something, they will listen to it. Because you have maintained that connection. You have maintained that love. You have maintained that relationship. Otherwise, you don't maintain that relationship. You don't maintain that connection. And then you want to say something, they will just take it from one ear and take it from and leave. Listen from one ear, take it from another ear. Who is he? So this is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Muslimu alladhi yuqalitu an-nas wa yasbiru ala adahum khayrun min al-Muslimi alladhi la yuqalitu an-nas wa la yasbiru ala adahum." That person is better who intermingles with other Muslim, his cousins, his relatives, and Muslim community as a whole, and he perseveres upon the mistakes that he has to endure from them, from the problems that they bring along. That he is better than that person who stays away from all that. He thinks, I'm minding my own business and not to do with anybody. And he's doing his salah, he's doing everything. That person is better. Why? Because he's the one that can build bridges. He's the one that can make that connection. He's the one that can show what is right and wrong. Because he's intermingling them and he can then demonstrate. So a person has to persevere. And because of that, he gets so much reward. Why does he have to persevere? We all know that no two humans are alike. Every person has his own distinctive identity. The millions and the billions of people that have come and gone and that are to come, none of them will be 100% identical. Brothers and sisters are not identical, completely identical. Even twins are not 100% identical. Although they may look the most similar. So this is one of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the powers that we can understand from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not ponder upon yourself? If you ponder upon yourself, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not have to go far. Just look within yourselves. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that those who are clever, there are signs for them. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. That in the creation of the skies and of the heaven and the earth, there are signs for لأولي الألباب, for those who have the understanding. And these clever people, what do? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. That they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in no matter what position they are. They may be standing, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Even when they're sitting down, even when they're lying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they completely observe themselves. They're completely always thinking. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They completely observe themselves in thinking about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Just look at the skies. Just look at the earth. Look at the creation. Look at the people. No two people are the same. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this for nothing. So the people who have this faculty of understanding, they will realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by looking into human beings. That look, millions and billions of people have come to this world, have come and gone. No two humans are alike. Forget the face. Although the face, if you look at the face of a human being, one is not 2 feet, another one is 3 inches. It's roughly the same. Everybody has 2 ears. Everybody has a nose. Everybody has a mouth. Yet they still all look different. They still, and they have something which gives them association to a certain group. Straight away you can tell that this person is Indian, yet he's not like any another Indian. Straight away you can tell that this person is an English, but yet he's not like another English. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them such so that you can tell them from which group of people they are. At the same time, they are different from the same from the same people of that group. You can tell straight away that this person is an English, this person is an African, this person is an Indian, this person is European, this person is Asian, this person is an Arab. Yet, if you put him next to another Arab, the two are too different. Too different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a way that you straight away you can tell from where they're from, but at the same time you can tell that he's not the same as that person. This is the credibility, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings such. So much so that if you look at the fingertips. No two fingertips are alike. No two fingertips are alike. From the fingertips, you can tell that this fingertip belongs to that person. This is again, who did this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is given its identity mark. Every person has his identity mark in his fingertips. Nobody can escape from that. That's his trademark. That he is so and so. Even two brothers, even twins, they will not have the same fingertip. And those, if you take it one step further, those who, there are certain people who are, have so much expertise in this, that just by looking at the shape of the lines of the fingertip, they can judge how this person is. The shape of his body. Everything. Just from those lines, my dear respected brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everybody similar in certain ways, yet everybody is distinctive and unique in their way. So do you think that their akhlaq, their conduct, and the way of thinking, and the way they intermingle, and the way they interact, the conduct, would it be all same? No. No two people's tabi'at, no two people's conduct, and their way of thinking, and their feelings can be same. So when you intermingle with other people, because their feelings, because their conduct, because their inner self is different, then you're always going to have clashes. You're always going to have different thinking. You're always going to have different thoughts. But a person who perseveres, a person who has patience, and yes, it still stays with them, and intermingles with them, and associates with them, and has that patience, then he is the one who is making unity, not disunity. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, that he is better than that person. Because he is the one who is making, building those bridges, not breaking those bridges. لا رحبانية في الإسلام. There is no rahbaniyat in Islam, where you completely seclude yourself from the world and stay away from the dunya. No. We have to intermingle with everybody. We have to stay with everybody. There is no celibacy in Islam. We procreate, we marry, we intermingle. This is what Islam has taught us about. So my dear respected brothers and elders, brothers, if you could all switch off your mobiles beforehand. Very important that we do that, as it disturbs, especially in Salah. So as I was saying, that every person is unique in their own ways, and is part of a community in another way. So just like they have different faces, different fingertips, likewise their tabi'at, their feelings, their interaction, their conduct will all be different. But if we can persevere and we can have patience, then that will be another way of, that is a solution of bringing the community together. If you look at our pious predecessors, you will see that this is what they did. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much patience he had with people. He didn't disappear completely. He was with the people all the time. The Sahabas, even, we all know that they are the best people in the world after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet they had differences, but they were able to bear each other's differences. Once, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, we all know that these two people are one of the greatest people after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.